Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm giving you my point of view about the Capricorn new moon of 2024, which comes in on January 11th, which is a Thursday, and it is at 6:57 a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. All right, and I always set the chart for Washington, D.C. for myself, but this would not be houses correct for everyone. But in Washington, D.C., as we are not surprised to discover, Capricorn is rising also with Pholis and Mars conjunct, which means that lid that's coming off is pretty intense, and we know it is. And we've just seen so much going on there in the United States. It's hard to even think about it because it's disturbing for many reasons. This Mars at 5 Capricorn with Pholis at 8 Capricorn is making an exact trine, though, to the Mars is 5 degrees to Jupiter and Taurus during the time of the new moon. So there is some benefit coming out of this desire to achieve and to get something done, particularly about finance, real estate, and the government itself, which hasn't been that easy. In the middle, in sextil to both Mars and Jupiter, is Saturn in Pisces. So trying to actually, I think at this point, stabilize itself because it's difficult for Saturn, as I keep telling you, in a dissolving water sign. But also, one could say, if we were to use a little bit more of the spiritual and creative energies and compassionate energies of Pisces, we would find some assistance coming through for people in need. Now, go to the exact time of this new moon. Moon conjunct the sun at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And that is exactly square the nodes, which is a reflection, in a way, of what I just mentioned about the government and legal issues, because the south node is in Libra and the north node is in the active sign of Aries. And Libra is the sign of law. And the sun and moon coming together is the end of a certain cycle and the birth of a new cycle, right? And the new cycle is in Capricorn, which is the outer world, which is our outer world on our own individual lives. So your, you know, public life, your reputation, your career, and also your feelings about traditions and what the consensus mind feels is the, quote, right things and wrong things that are acceptable in your culture. So this is an interesting T-square formed with the opposition of the south node in Libra to the north node in Aries and the sun and moon squaring both in Capricorn. So there is a dynamic imperative for us to evolve a bit out of being people-pleasing, unwilling to make judgments, unwilling to bring forth judgment, make a choice, and be firm in our vows, I guess, is one way of looking at it. This is the Libra is the sign of relationship where you are making a choice and coming to agreements and contractual agreements and contractual partnerships, which is why they give it marriage and other like business partnerships and such. Right? So Aries, North Node, how to be an individual without being aggressive. This is the North Node. How to be a leader without being angry and violent and dominating, how to form an equitable agreement that will solve the issues of fighting, which we know we've got a few of those happening right now. But the sun and moon squaring in Capricorn means that we're still at a moment where the government maybe, you know, doesn't want to solve that opposition in a way that, you know, is not leaning too far on one side or the other. And this is true for all the situations that we're looking at that way. But for you as an individual, you can also look at this for yourself. What is it that I want in this coming cycle? This is when you get to set your intentions for Capricorn issues, your recognition, your status, your public life, you know, how you, again, feel about the issues of the world, and if there are any goals that don't have to be career, if you're not still actively seeking career, but just goals in general. Capricorn is the sign of the mountain goat that is trying to get to the summit, and we have Mars there, and Pholus is there, so there's a lot of that energy available to us right now. And of course, the sun and moon will both move on to be conjunction Pluto in Capricorn. It's retrograded and is now direct in Capricorn, 29 degrees. It's getting ready to leave. It's 29:41. You know, it only gets to 60, it gets to 59 before it clicks over to the 0 degree of Aquarius. So this is where we're, you know, really on the borderline now, you know. So things are going to shift and change. And so we need to know that, that moon and sun, before they join Pluto, will both move on to a sextil to Neptune. And that is, again, looking at this idea of Saturn in Pisces. Do we have compassion? Do we have the ability to feel into and have sensing about what we should be looking at doing or how we should manifest that? And another interesting thing that this conjunction of the moon and sun is doing is coming off the trine to Uranus and Taurus. Uranus is retrograde. It doesn't go direct till the 27th of this month. It's the holdout. Everybody else is direct now except Mercury and Uranus, you know. Mercury is, you know, in the space of direct motion since Monday. But it is now at the space where it has gotten up to speed. So it feels more like it, you know. And thank you for that little bong from my phone, because now I know I have to turn it on to silent mode. Anyway, you know, we have had some kind of a radical experience here. That the, you know, energy is trying to accommodate, actually, some kind of a shift and change, but it is something that's already been discussed. And once Uranus goes direct, a lot of new changes will be starting to come in, or implementations. So this is where we find ourselves at this new moon. These are things that we can be looking at, sensing, and feeling. And one of the interesting things is that direct Mercury in Sagittarius has entered the galactic center. So once again, it's getting the new ideas are really possible now. And new ideas that, as we have Mercury in a very interesting cosmic square in the sky, Mercury and Neptune are in a square aspect. Mercury is moving away from it. But, you know, there is a conflict in being able to see the messages and see them clearly. And then the Mercury is opposed Vesta in Gemini. And how do we communicate then the things that really matter to us? How can we get those messages across so that something can happen? And we have a clue about what this is about from the final member of this square, which is Juno in Virgo. And Juno is the sign of women in power and marriage partnerships and basically women's rights. And in Virgo, in the sign of health, my body, and my work, Virgo. Yeah. So this is a very big pressure point to have these squares. This is like a fixed, you know, kind of a T square in the mutable signs, forming this square in the sky. So we will be feeling that as we come in to this new moon also. So if you happen to be a woman during this new moon, you may be really wanting to set some goals for the recognition, the seeing the way through to get what your needs are met. Okay, what is important to you to communicate, right? And if you're a man listening to this, you have the moon conjunct you as the sun in Capricorn with Pluto holding on. But maybe you can hear. Maybe you'll decide, I want to move forward in recognition of shifts in the public consensus or the public way of holding things. So quite a lot going on. Eris, the goddess of discord, is sitting with the Aries north node, as she has been, sextiling the Vesta energy, trine the Mercury, definitely square, sort of the midpoint between the new moon and Pluto. So she's rattling that cage out there. She really wants somebody to see something now. And the potential is to see it for the outer world and also for you in your life. Venus is also conjunct Ceres, moving towards the conjunction to Ceres in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the sign of beliefs and religion as a belief system. It's a sign of foreign lands, foreign cultures, and it's another sign of natural law. And these natural laws are being looked at in the sense of the issues of the divine feminine, Venus and Ceres. So, yeah, Ceres is somewhat involved in that square as well. She's closer to the square to Juno than she is to the other players right now. But she is somewhat involved. Pallas Athena, the wisdom warrior, is having issues with Uranus and Taurus. It's opposing. But that is in sextal to the new moon. So Venus is going to the depth of Scorpio here to try to gain the wisdom and how to manage things. That's what she's good at. She has other qualities too. And this Venus in Sagittarius that wants to expand and to bring humor also is trine Chiron. Chiron, the newly direct, great teacher and great healer that has lessons for us in how to go ahead in that north node direction of right independence, right, you know, kind of leadership, and being able to discuss without fighting, let's say. So Venus is helping exact trine from Sagittarius, goodwill, goodwill. Goodwill to who? Goodwill to all, right? That's not, we at Christmas, that phrase isn't goodwill to those people that are standing over there. It's goodwill. It expands to surround the globe. So there you have it. You will have it again on Thursday, January 11th. Come in exact 6:57 a.m. Eastern Time. And I hope you can take from this some encouragement for your own setting of your goals for the coming lunar cycle. And also, because it is the new moon of the new year, then you are in also the waxing quarter phase from the midwinter, the return of the light. This is a very powerful new moon. So utilize that for your setting of your goals for the year as well. I will say, I wish you the best with it as always, and I'll say goodbye for now.